feel like to get a training camp with this team instead of like last year?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. You know, this is the first time that, you know, I've been on a team where we go away for training camp. You know, every other team I've been on, we've done it at our facility. So, you know, it's a little bit different, you know, coming down here and, you know, walking into a dorm room for the first time since college. But, you know, I thought it was really cool today to pull in and see all of our fans out there. You know, I think that's pretty special, and it just speaks of, you know, how great our fans are. So, you know, when you see that, it kind of gets you fired up to get out there and get going.
What do you got to get out of this training camp, Sam? You know about Seth and Tom and last year you didn't get to, so what do you try to get out of this?
I mean, there's a lot. You know, I think we all know that we've got a lot of work in front of us. You know, I think we had a good spring. You know, I think it's time to build on that. You know, communication, I think, is a key part of these next couple weeks. You know, making sure that we're all speaking the same language, making sure that we're all seeing things the same way and that we're on the same page. You know, building chemistry, you know, with all the skill guys. You know, but really I think a lot of it is communication, you know, whether it be in protection with the line, whether it be in route running with the wide receivers, protection with the backs, just making sure that, you know, when we call a play and we step up to the line, that we all know our assignment, that we're all expecting each other to do the right thing and the same thing.
Sam, Everson Griffin signed an extension. Xavier Rhodes might get one. Do you see any chance that could happen to you before the season, or are you definitely going to play out the season and become free agent?
You know, there really hasn't been anything that's changed in that since, you know, we talked about it in the spring. You know, that's really not my focus right now. My focus is to come in and get better and get myself ready for the season. And if something changes, then, you know, obviously, you know, I would look at it. But, you know, at this time, it's really not even on my radar.
Sam, there's a lot at stake then for you because of that, and then also with the club, the way things kind of went down last year. Do you sense a lot of urgency right now from the club?
You know, I went through this, you know, my last year in Philadelphia, and, you know, I think you still try to approach it the same way as any other season. You know, in this league, you have to come in day in and day out and prove yourself and prove your worth. You know, like I said, my goal right now is to come in and get better each day, you know, to be a good teammate, to be a good leader. You know, and I think if I do that, then things will take care of themselves.
After the way things went with Pat Shurmur taking over mid-season, now you've had the entire offseason to get on the same page with everyone offensively. What's the biggest difference, or what's the biggest goal you're trying to accomplish with the offense now with Pat over this offseason?
You know, I think that kind of goes back to what I was just talking about, and making sure that, you know, when Pat puts things in, when we go to install meetings, you know, that we're able to take it out, you know, and apply it on the field. You know, I think, you know, going through the spring, we were, you know, trying to find some new things, you know, that maybe we could add to our playbook, you know, things that maybe we didn't have last year, you know, to, you know, what we felt like we did well last year. And I think, you know, these next couple weeks, there will probably still be some of that, but a lot of it, you know, will be once we find what we feel like will be our identity and what we're going to do, you know, just fine-tuning that and making sure we're as sharp as we can be with that.
Sam, what are some of the bigger differences between what
You know, a lot of it, you know, just the way it's called, you know, the verbiage in the huddle, the way things, you know, were named or the way they were numbered with Norv. You know, but I think you probably saw last year as the season went on, you know, we got away from, you know, some of the seven-step drop stuff from under center and went to more a quick game. You know, and Pat, you know, he's obviously, you know, based in the West Coast, but obviously some influence from what we did in Philly. And so I think, you know, it's kind of his own offense. But, you know, I think this year hopefully we can be a little bit more balanced with, you know, some of the quick games, some of the deeper shots down the field, maybe incorporate some more play action, you know, so it's not quite as much quick game or as like it was last year.
You're on a team that has such extremes, you know, 5-0, 3-8. What are the realistic expectations? What are your thoughts coming into the next season?
You know, I think, you know, everything's in front of us right now. You know, I think we have an opportunity to be a great team. You know, like I just said, I think that we have a lot of work to do. You know, I think we had a good spring. You know, I think we kind of laid the foundation there, and, you know, we really need to look to build upon that. But, you know, if you look at the way we started last year and the way we played early in the year, you know, it just shows that we can play with anyone. You know, I think it's just about being more consistent. You know, obviously, that's something that, you know, we kind of lacked towards, you know, the middle to end of the year last year. And so it's just coming out, keeping that hunger, you know, and playing the way we know we can play.
Sam, you're obviously a starter now, but there's always this talk about Teddy's getting healthy. Does this have the makings ever of being a distraction in the quarterback situation?
You know, it really doesn't change the way I approach things. You know, obviously, you know, my goal is to come in and get better, you know, and be the best player that I can be. And then, you know, that decision is up to the coaches. So, you know, you would have to ask him, you know, what he thinks on that. But, you know, from my standpoint, it really doesn't change the way that I approach things.
Having some new faces in the backfield, Latavius is a very good pass blocker, at least he has been in his career. Delvin Cook, you got a chance to see him a little bit. What do you make of how they can help you on the offense?
Yeah, you know, I think they're both extremely talented. You know, obviously, just being able to watch Delvin, you know, and what he did during the spring, you know, I think, you know, he showed some flashes of his potential. You know, I thought he played really well. You know, obviously, it'll be exciting to get Latavius out there, you know, and just kind of see what he can do. Obviously, just from watching from afar what he was able to do in Oakland, you know, I think that, you know, he is a very good football player. And then, you know, with Jarek, you know, I think we all know what he's capable of. He's very versatile. You know, he's good in protection. He's great out of the backfield, you know, running routes, catching the football. So, you know, with those guys, I think that position group, you know, it's going to be really strong for us.
Did you get more chemistry as the season went along? Jarek's numbers for his catches went way up toward the second half of the season.
Yeah.
It seems like he would fit in more of a passing role this year.
Yeah. You know, I think that was probably you know, a little bit just of kind of where the offense went last year, you know, how we were, you know, kind of utilizing everyone, especially the backs, you know, trying to find mismatches in the passing game. But, you know, the fact that we do feel comfortable with him, you know, running routes from the backfield or splitting him out wide if we go empty, you know, I think that we can do a lot of different things with him.
Last couple for Sam.
There's something to be said for wide receiver quarterback chemistry. How big is it to get a full offseason with Adam and Stephon and whoever else may be coming back this year for you?
Yeah, you know, I think it's big. You know, obviously, being able to, you know, work in the spring with those guys and just talk about routes, talk about depths, you know, talking about where I expect them to be, and then also, you know, getting their feedback and, you know, where they expect the ball to be, how they expect it to be thrown. You know, I think that's been great. You know, I think it is a big part of the game. You know, being able to trust each other. You know, for me to be able to trust them that they're going to be in the right spot and they're going to get open, and then also for them to be able to trust me, you know, that I'm going to put it in a place that allows them to make a play. You know, I think there's a lot to be said for that chemistry, and I think, you know, this time of year is something that, you know, you really try to work on and keep building.
Sam,
what
do you see like that post-concussion studies that come out, you know, once in a while, one yesterday, as a quarterback in this league? Concern you, or do you think much about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously, you know, playing this sport, I think we all understand the risks that we're taking when we step on that football field with the injuries. You know, I probably haven't spent a ton of time looking into the numbers and those studies, but, you know, I think it's starting to become a little bit more concerning because it seems like each study that comes out, they're finding more and more brain trauma, which is obviously, you know, a little bit scary. So, you know, but at the same time, I don't think you can pay attention to it because, you know, if you start looking at all those and you're worried and you're concerned, you know, it takes away from your ability to go out there and actually play football. You know, I think that comes with understanding, you know, these are the risks we take and it's part of the game we play.
Sam,